35 years ago, America's premier international airline, Pan Am, flew its last commercial flight. The airline began by flying postal routes to and from South America, and by 1937, it started passenger service between Norfolk, Virginia, and France and Britain, via seaplane. 10 years later, it began round-the-world flights, and in 1955, it was the launch customer for the Boeing 707. The airline shut down in 1991, but it's coming back. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Say hello to the new Pan Am, a luxury tour company that promises trips to places such as Tanzania. This is the fourth relaunch of the brand, and management says it has orders for several Airbus planes and expects to be flying 16 planes in the next 5 years. Most will be for high-end tours, but there'll also be scheduled charters out of Orlando and Miami. Meanwhile, you can buy Pan Am Lego sets, watches, and other branded stuff at panam.com. I don't have to. I still have my original Pan Am luggage tags. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.